So here's an interesting observation. We have loved ones, we have friends, chaverim, and we're accustomed to spending time with them, getting together with them. We're finding ourselves right now in a very, very interesting predicament that everybody is closed up in their homes. And it's not so simple, and it's not expected to say to a friend, to a close friend, or even to a relative, hey, come on over, or can I come by? We're finding that we have to keep a distance. And as much as we love each other, and we would never expect that my friend or my loved one or my relative would harm me, chalila v'chas, yet there's an understanding that spending time with each other may cause chas v'shalom either for you to get sick from me or for me to get sick from you. And we find ourselves being chayshed each other, that perhaps you may be sick or perhaps I may be sick. And because that chshad that we have with each other, it's keeping us apart. And I'm wondering to myself, the Chazal tell us, ha-choshed b'ksheirim, that the inyan of being choshed b'ksheirim is something which is a very serious thing. And Chazal goes so far as to say in the Gemara, ha-choshed b'ksheirim, one who is choshed a fellow Jew who was a kasher, he's like a begufay. That the onish for this is that his onish is begufay. And the Chasam Sofer has an interesting observation, just parenthetically, he says, why like a begufa? Why does Hashem begin by hitting his guf, by hitting the body? Don't we have a general rule that Hashem, at first, when he comes to warn us, he does so with our mammon, with our possessions, and then he goes to the guf? But the Chasam Sofer answers by saying, the reason why HaKadosh Baruch Hu begins with mammon is because he's chayshid as l'tayv, meaning that he's danas l'kav schus, that all he needs to do is warn us with our possessions without having to come to warn us with our bodies. But since a person who's chayshid b'ksheirim, he himself is not down l'kav schus, so HaKadosh Baruch Hu too forgoes being like a b'mamayna, and he goes straight to his guf. So we're finding ourselves now in a matzav where we're being chayshid each other, and every single one is a kasher. Yet loike begufay, yet people are being infected by this disease, chalila. And it makes us wonder whether we're doing our part to be dan each other l'kav schus. On the Mishnah in Pirkei Avos, in the first parak, in the sixth Mishnah, which says, Havidan is called Ha'adam L'Kav Schus, the Avodas Yisrael, the Kajnitz Tzur Magid writes in his famous parish on Avos, explaining the word S, Havidan S called Ha'adam L'Kav Schus, Kesheshayira Eze Inyana Miha'ilam Hazeh, O Eze Avera Chas V'Shalom, if one sees things in this world or Averas, Taskil V'Tavin Kilei Al-Chinam Balach Hazeh Is Tachas Einecha. A person should say to himself, this is not happening just by accident. Everything which is happening is to bring a person to understand a musar. And maybe the reason why I'm seeing this is because I am held accountable for this, or something similar to this. And this is perhaps exactly what we're going through. We're seeing a situation where we're being chayshed each other. We have no choice but to be chayshed each other. But this, on that place in the Mishnah, says the Avodas Yisrael, makes us wonder to ourselves, maybe perhaps we've been chayshid b'ksheir. Maybe we've judged other people unfavorably when we could have been down on the kafslas. Tzvasemes is a very powerful understanding of this Mishnah, Havidan is kol ha'adam l'kafslas, where he says, why does it say as kol ha'adam l'kafslas? To judge the entire person l'kafslas. And he explains, because many times we fall into being chayshid b'ksheirim because we only focus on a certain prat. We zero in on the details and we fail to see the big picture. So says the Tzfas Emes, Havidan is kol ha'adam. When you take a look at the entire person, then you'll certainly come to judge him. It's only because our vision is so narrow at times, without seeing the greater picture, that it leads us to judge others and to be chayshe b'ksheirim. The Tiferet Shlomit on this Mishnah, he explains as well, why does it make for a difference whether I'm done a person l'kafschas or not, if klape shmaya they know the truth? He explains, Chazal are teaching us from here, the great power that a Jew has, that a Yid has, with his ability to be dan others, and how he speaks the words which come out of his mouth. How we judge down here is how they judge up there, depending on whether we say l'chayiv or l'schus. When we're made with yosher for others and we have a kind word, a favorable to say about others, this causes also above that they find to say positive, constructive things about others, to save others for Gehenna, etc. And he goes on and he says, he called Xerus Irin Milamala Timar Latzerusalapoyalaidehisarusbneyadamshalamata. We participate in the higher judgments, bringing either Xerus Tovus Lamata or Xerus Raus Lamata. It all goes according to our Dibur and how we perceive and how we judge others. And this is something very powerful for us at this time, as he explains that the Xerus Lamata are according to how we done. That if we judge others favorably, in Shemayim they do so too. And if we say about a person, this is a good person, this is a person who's an Ehrlich person, that he tries hard, that he does good for others, that he's working hard and he's avoided Hashem, so Mishamayim, they say, hey, that's true, that's a good point, to look at it from our perspective. And if before that, this person was done, that it should be Xeris Rose on him, we tip the scale and we change things around, because now that we've been done, that person, Lekav Schus, in Shemayim, they do so as well. And this is a very valuable tool for us and a lesson for us at a time where we're seeing so many who are suffering, that by being done each other the kafs chas, maybe we said something unfortunate or unfavorable about somebody else. These things matter. And our perception about others and our perception about ourselves too, how we done ourselves, plays a very important role in a person's life, his circumstances, and their outcome. So it's a time that by being done ourselves, by being done others, l'kaf schus, we can change things around. HaKadosh Baruch Hu should help us to have an ayin taiva, which is one of the midos which are so important. It says about HaKadosh Baruch Hu that although api halacha, the Rambam and Rabbi Yonah learn that for an average person, a beinoni, there's a mitzvah to dan him l'kaf schus. By a tzaddik, there's a chiv to dan him l'kaf schus, even if the situation doesn't look so favorable. That by a Rasha, says the Rambam, there's no mitzvah to dan l'kaf schus. Other Rishonim argue with the Rambam, and al pi chasidus, it's brought down that the tzaddikim worked very hard to find the kaf schus for every single Jew. And for this reason, because how we see others is so important in Shemayim. Of course, it doesn't mean to say to be naive and let ourselves be taken advantage of by others. It means to have our eyes wide open, but to be open as well, to be able to find whatever kaf schus we can to find in others, because as we see down here, that's how they see above. And by being ma'ora that midah within ourselves to find the kaf schus in others, it's certainly be ma'ora the kaf schus l'mala, to be dan, each and every one of us l'tayva, Hashem Shabbat should help us to be zeicha to that ayin tayva, to dan azal the kaf schus, and to be zeicha to Yeshuas and Refuas, b'chol Yisrael, b'karov, mamish, amen.